Of combat, indeed.
Wait. No.
Congrats, guys. And hey, everyone gets a hero point.
Hey, we did it.
Sweet.
Nice encounter.
Nice work, everybody. We all contributed equally in this one.
I feel like doing all that healing only to get slapped around was not great, but
it's like this planet's inhospitable to life. This undead planet is not being too life friendly.
Lucardus looks down at the tactical frying pan. He's like, "Listen, those are the best credits I've ever spent. You're staying with me."
Yeah, a couple crits there. Pretty good stuff. Yep. Right. What would you guys like to do now?
What do you think?
Cleared this serpent's nest.
Call a space lift.
Doesn't seem like your radios are working here. You get on comms and
then destroy the planet.
Static. Already been done thousands of years ago.
Extinguish everyone.
Oh, okay.
For one minor inconvenience, an entire population must suffer.
Some of you may die.
But all that of is you, a
sacrifice. Most of you may die.
I'm willing to make.
Let's see here. I guess I just sit down and start healing again.
Drew, how are you doing?
I'm okay now. I mean, I have 11 hit points. My max is 18.
All right, let me see if I can get him some. Your max is 18.
Okay. Yeah, I'm honestly, there's probably other Zeldin needs.
Who else is really hurt?
I'm gonna try to heal myself.
I'm pretty far down.
You are? Okay. All right. I'll 46. Try to roll medicine for Tavra.
Roll medicine on myself.
It's 14. Does that do anything?
It does not.
Okay.
At least she didn't hurt me.
I'm selfish.
All right. After 30 minutes, I can get you back up to 17, right? Maybe 6. And then...
Oh, if we're waiting 30 minutes, I can roll medicine again, right?
It's an hour. You're locked out.
An hour.
Okay.
How's Lucardus doing right now?
Yeah, I have full hit points, so.
You're full, okay.
Rebecca, you'll still need some.
Rebecca still needs some. Do you need 12?
Way more than 12, but
okay,
yes.
Okay, then 12 take 12. Help. Take 12.
And I'll try to heal you. Or wait, can we do those in combo? Divert.
You can heal somebody that's healing someone else, yeah.
Yeah, I'm using a special ability.
Okay.
So.
There's a success.
Gosh, I'm medicine. I'm a doctor.
Oh boy. Bruce is there with like a
is Miles the only one who understood that reference?
Yes.
Bruce is six, yes.
Thank you.
Bruce is wiping the sweat from your brow as you're going from hospital bed to hospital bed here. He's got on a little holographic mask. So we are going into
At some point, I'm going to need to roll something higher than a single digit for medicine.
Yeah.
So it looks like
it's going to happen.
Looks like we're going into hour 5 here. Does that sound right?
I guess so. I mean, I want to get at least one heal on myself before I keep it.
All right. So if we're further down, I can roll another medicine check, correct?
Into hour 5, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Christ.
Gotcha, buddy.
Fail.
No, because I failed on myself, so I'm immune for another hour. So,
all right. Well, this happened an hour later. This is hour 6.
No, that's okay. Fair enough.
All right.
Not dealing with this bullshit anymore.
If we're not careful, we're going to get a couple more. We're still on hour 5. I can roll medicine. Does anybody else need a medicine in hour 5?
Your environmental protections is gone.
I don't care.
All right. So then what I need to do, okay. Yeah. In an hour, I can technically give myself back 12 hit points by giving myself all like 2 rounds of all of my curse things. So,
or you know what? I think I have one more of those syringes.
Yeah, but yeah,
I have a commercial med kit.
By the end of hour five, I'm fine. I'm ready to
keep going. Okay. So, all right.
I am at
on the road, girl.
All right. What would you guys like to do?
I'm meditating enough to get my focus spell back while we're waiting.
So I think we need to get ourselves pointed in the right direction to the Den of the Living and
Hall of the Living. But yes.
Yeah, Cathedral of the Living.
Den of the Living sounds pretty cool.
Can someone get us pointed in that direction?
I can maybe roll survival. I can roll
survival, piloting, or Yoxian lore.
I can roll piloting.
Anyone else can aid as well with one of those three.
Oh, Zeldin.
Nice. There's that side of the die.
Right. I think between the three of you, maybe, like I said, looking at the layout of the Artraskian shelf here, looking at the stars above, kind of the direction from the down shuttle that you've ran from, and maybe some of you have saved your space at Google Maps so you can kind of get like a general idea of like whereabouts
sniff
you are. Yeah. Okay. What does Eox smell like?
Nothing good.
Moldy toes.
Yeah. A real footy cheese.
Okay. So that counts as a success for this section being lost on Eox, and not a hero point, but the book here says getting a good sense of your direction for the rest of this part of the adventure. You guys have a floating plus one status bonus that you can use at any point in a skill check. So I don't know if you want to mark that down or we can write it on this map here.
Is that each of us or one of us?
Each of you, a plus one bonus here. And this is where I want to talk about exploration activities, because we are indeed going to be going from combat mode, I guess, of this glass serpent fight to exploring the wastes of Eox. So you've already seen this on the right side of the map, but I've put up a kind of a simplified version of the Pathfinder 2E exploration activities. And these are things that you're doing kind of actively as you move along the terrain. Some of them change your speed. So if everyone in the party was hustling, something you know about from the long slog of season 3 of Cosmic Crit, hustling, you move to double your speed, but pretty much everyone has to be doing that. The avoid notice is like skulking around in the shadows and trying to kind of hide as you move along the terrain here. Defend is having your shield out and ready to go with raise a shield action. Detect magic, you know, every once in a while you're blasting a detect magic spell to kind of see if something's in your immediate perimeter. Follow the expert is an ability where you basically help someone else out with a skill check, but I think you have to be an expert in that skill check. Investigate is kind of looking around for, this is more like looking for secret doors. You could be like, I'm going to be in investigation mode, like running my hand over the walls or looking for secret compartments. Repeat a spell is very similar to detect magic. You're basically casting a cantrip you can do over and over again. So if you have a cantrip that's like gain plus 10 movement speed, you could do that. Scout is moving ahead or behind the party, and you get your party gets a plus one circumstance bonus to initiative rolls if a fight were to break out in your exploration. And then search is basically the same thing, searching for secret doors or taking a look around you as you go. How's this different from investigate? Kind of the same thing, both maybe, no. Investigate is half speed as well. If you guys want to move your character icons, what you think you would be doing in a march across the Traskin wastes here, where are you running? Blind running.
I have to hustle because it's difficult terrain to me. Because I don't have a precise sense, so I'm technically like now I am blinded at this point. So,
but so, you are moving at a normal speed for other folks.
So I need to hustle to keep up with folks. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So. And Drew, it looks like you've moved to detect some magic.
Yes, sir.
Cool, cool. Curtis, Hethion, Tevra, Tevra, which? Again,
my roll 20 just crashed on me.
Which of those things sounds good?
I'm going to try to avoid notice.
Okay. Stealthy cat movements through the terrain here. So that's going to slow your party down to basically like a 15-foot speed, you know, so.
Oh, in which case I can do something else then.
Yeah, if you, yeah. Yes. And
Lacardus. Sorry, I decided to scout instead of defend. Is it okay?
Yeah, that's fine. What do you want to do, Tyler?
I'm searching.
For what?
For the meaning of life.
Anything, got it. What do you want to do, Jabert, if not hustle?
Boy, well, I don't know. That doesn't seem like I can do much else. I will attempt to follow the expert with Hethion and try to stealth with him.
Okay, right. Super duper. So, yeah, you guys look at your environmental protections batteries on your armors. You get a little scary beeping sound, Jabert, for Zeldin's. But it says, like, you know, 75% battery life left, or you're down to 3/4 of a tank for your still suit, like, operata. Big, big combat.
Jabert, Zeldin really is singing the whole time. He's having a great time.
I get a plus one from that skill thing we just got.
Yeah.
It's like Kronk in Emperor's New Groove when he's sneaking around to do the theme music.
Gosh. There's nothing worse than when
be suspicious.
Especially when like you play multiple characters and you forget that, oh yeah, this character is bad at this thing. And you forget and you're like, I'm going to do it. And you're like, oh crap. I'd like to formally request to rescind that remark. Good fight. I thought we were dead. I thought we were super dead. So
I definitely thought I was dead.
Starting a combat with a critical hit is like so brutal. It's like, well, this could be the end of the podcast every time. So you guys have a good sense of the direction here on Eox you need to head to get towards the halls of the living, but there is a lot of fairly uncharted wasteland between you and there on the Traskan shelf here. Just a reminder, because you all succeeded at this roll, everyone has a floating plus one bonus you can use at any skill check at this part of the adventure. And a reminder to our audience, it looks like Hethion in exploration mode is in avoid notice, so it's kind of stealthing along.
Patrick, do we have to say that we want the plus one before we roll or before we use it? Or?
Yeah, okay. I would say so. You know, on any check.
Boo.
how about if you you can use a hero point, and then I'll allow the plus one to go for the hero pointed roll as well.
Oh.
Yeah, Ulithal is detecting magic, kind of cone blasting, I'm guessing, all around you as you walk. Well, then, Zeldin picks something that has both auditory, visual, and concentrate as markers that follow the expert activity, which is kind of funny. But what you said you're gonna like be close behind someone and with them.
I don't have anything else to do. Okay. If I can't smell things, then I can't do things.
Tavra is going to be scouting out in front of you guys, and Lacardus searching along the path that you're following. Okay, cool. Right, it's not too much longer from where you leave these ossified, calcified bones, these leviathan-like bones that you come across. Perhaps a standard site here on the Atraskian shelf is what looks like perhaps once was a large lake or some kind of depression here that has now dried out, of course, has become a rocky crag-like surface depression in front of you. It's a massive area, but you do see signs of life here. What looks like glowing green moss kind of patched throughout this dry lake bed. What would you guys like to do here as you come to your first oddity in the terrain in front of you?
Eat the moss.
You bring some up to your mouth and Bruce is like, no, please. You have so much to live for. Right?
Right? Question marks.
We just met like last week.
That would be in probably nature. Who's got nature?
Actually, I have a little bit of nature.
I don't think I have any.
Let me double check.
I can try to roll a nature. We'll see how this goes. My skill checks have been decidedly garbage lately.
Nature.
All right, 17.
Yeah. So as you're getting close to it, I think you maybe check down and see that there is indeed some telltale markers that these are radioactive hot spots. You see the soil kind of around these mossy outcroppings, broken down in subtle ways. This is, you know, it's going to be very dangerous to navigate this area without you guys picking up some form of mild radiation sickness. But moving around this lake bed would take a great amount of time, basically twice the amount of time as kind of cutting across.
It's cool.
What would you like to do? Who's in charge here? Is Captain Hathion making
the... Well, I guess. Oh,
yeah. Well, do you guys want to... Oh, you can also vote on it, or you can play to an expert, if Ulithal is the expert.
Yeah, I'd probably defer to the expert.
There will be radiation.
I retract that immediately. I will not defer to the expert.
Would an additional survival check help us get across this irradiated wasteland potentially any faster? Or
it's really not fast that you want. You want safe. But if a very good survival check, that it is possible. Yeah.
Does anybody have more than a 5 in survival?
I was about to say, are you the survival expert? No? Okay.
I am not.
I mean, surely Tavra, our resident Vesk, has a bounty of survival.
Nope.
Okay.
Tyler, you dummy. Of course not.
Then once again, okay. I shall do it myself.
Good. Good. We're leaning on you heavy this time. Oh, what were you worried about?
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
There you go.
Let's go.
So I will say with that natural 20, you can very easily pick the path amongst these moss beds, kind of going between the smallest outcroppings of them and have much less likely be exposed to dangerous radiation. That will work as a +2 bonus to any fortitude saves you would have to make.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Love that.
I mean, I'm still going to roll a 1, but I at least feel better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're still dead, but everyone else will be all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Jabert, this is your moment.
I'm doing it.
What would you guys like to do? I mean, like I said, you just feel pretty confident you can cut through here, you know, maybe save some time and be as safe as you can with your environmental protections.
I say we go.
Yep. So it's all we ball.
Okay. All we ball. Alrighty. I think the only other thing here we have is, does anybody have life science?
What?
Life science? Life science lore, sorry.
Is that the same as nature? Oh, it's a
similar. It's similar, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I didn't know if anyone had taken something similar to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Okay. Let's go ahead and everyone make a perception check, first of all.
I perceive the fifth dimension.
Okay. very good.
I perceive nothing.
It's very good.
Who is talking? No.
So the good news is here, Lacardus, yeah, you are perhaps so worried about having to make this save. You will not have to make a save. I do need everyone else to make me a fortitude save, but you get a plus two bonus. If you want to add your plus one bonus to this, your floating plus one bonus, you can. But it's up to you. Well, there's some single digit rolls all immediately. Right.
We're going to go ahead.
That would be a 16 with the plus three.
Hey.
Well, that's if you had used the plus one. So
I want to use the plus one.
Yes, we just talked about
it. I would like to use a hero point to reroll that.
Yeah, I would recommend.
I would also.
A three, a two, and a four. Zeldin, you're good. You rolled a 19. I think it's because they're all seeing the moss that they're getting more radiation than you.
Oh, good.
Hey, you did better.
Oh, Miles, you might want to.
Okay. I feel like that's
pluck out for the day.
Ulithal is succeeded on the hero.
Game. No, dude.
Sucks. I guess I'll roll another one. Whatever.
No, you have failed.
I can't roll another. I can't use another hero point. Again?
You can't hero. No, you can't hero point a hero point.
Sorry, sir.
Well, then I quit.
Rebecca, are you rolling a hero point on this four?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Miles is trying to alt F4.
Now, do you want
to
use your plus one on this?
Yes. Okay.
Oh, it's so close to being a natural 20. Right. So yeah, that is a fail from Tavra and Hithyun, but you guys make it across this dry lake bed without anyone, you know, feeling like they've been massively dosed with radiation. I mean, you're feeling pretty well. Do not mind that. I'm just going to put a little skull and crossbones on your guys' character just to remind us. But yeah, you cross that, and barely an hour has passed since you've set out on this journey before you're able to pass by this radioactive pit and move on. Yeah, up into, I think we're in hour six now of your journey since crash landing here on Eox. And you guys notice once more, I know you're sick of this, but the dust cloud in the distance of the approaching herd of undead creatures. They are not stealthy at all, so you have plenty of time to pick how you would like to react to the zombie horde. What would you like to do? You're pretty much out in the open here on the Etraskan shelf. You can go back to the radioactive dry lake bed if you would like, but I would not recommend that. Does anybody have any plans for dealing with the zombies this time around?
Can we sneak past them?
Yeah. I mean, you can find a hiding place, or you can try and stealth away and out of kind of the horde's direct path.
Is there a hill we can stand on or anything, or is it all just completely flat here?
It's a little hilly, but there's not a lot of, not tons of cover, not a lot of places to hide out. I think you've got a few hills between where they would, you could hide, but.
I was just trying to get the high ground and not, like, maybe where they couldn't climb, but maybe that, I don't know how zombies work.
Okay. We do have at the front that is actively choosing avoid notice. So everyone can use the follow the expert activity here for this obstacle by rolling stealth, or I imagine stealth if you're trying to sneak away, and add their level as a proficiency bonus. And an additional plus one to that if you're not trained or don't have any bonuses there. If that's what you want to do, then that would be like everyone making a stealth check.
Let's stealth.
So this is stealth effectively plus three if we don't have any modifiers.
Yeah.
It's a 17.
Oh, 23. All right.
Also good. Lacardus, believe it or not, sweetie. Extremely stealthy.
I'm very sneaky, sir.
Rebecca, what's going on here?
I don't know. I don't know if my character sheet is broken or roll 20 has a vendetta against me.
Well, you can go with roll 20 vendetta.
Let's see.
Yeah, I rolled a 3 and I have a plus 1 modifier.
Does, what is the difficulty? The difficulty is very high. Very high. Bert, do you want to do a follow the expert roll?
Oh, yeah. Let's do this. Yeah, here we go. Minus 1, baby.
Hey, oh, somehow we beat Tavra to the bottom here. I don't have a great...
So what follow the leader means is that you'd use the other person's die number, but so I just subtract 1 from whatever Athian got. So I got some 14.
Oh, the rules here say something different, but maybe it's just for this event.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. If it's follow the expert means a different thing in this one particular context, I got nothing. I don't know. You'd have to tell me that.
Hey, the rules that we published aren't the rules that we published when you roll for this roll.
Well, like,
this is a special roll.
Like I said, I read it out. It said, follow the expert activity for this obstacle, roll stealth or deception, adding their level as a proficiency bonus, an additional plus 1 bonus if they're trained. And I'm guessing, Miles, you're not an expert in stealth, right?
I am. No.
Okay, so yeah, it would be a plus 30, not that it super matters here, but... Oh, I don't have crazy rules here for how this roll goes. It says overcome DC 16, and failure means that the zombie horde is kind of zeroing in, perhaps, on your location. I think this is going to have to count as a failure, because we've had a couple of critical failures in the party that have just outweighed our successes. If we're kind of adding them all together. So you are able to escape the zombie horde, but it does, it takes up an hour. First things first, we keep kind of marking them on our little clock here. And at the start of this next event, you're able to outrun, outhide, outmaneuver them. But everyone is frightened too for this next hour here. Yeah, you are running through multiple hills, getting away from the horde, and you come across what looks like signs of life. It seems like there are a number of dilapidated buildings, large structures of various sizes and shapes, like some like cylinders, some kind of pyramidal shape structures, large, two-story buildings have kind of fallen in on themselves. Does anyone want to roll me a Yoxian lore check? Does anybody have any idea what this can be?
I don't have it.
I don't know Yoxian lore. Okay. That is fine. And if you want to take a look here as you get closer to this area, indeed, it seems to be like a settlement or some kind of, like rural buildings that have been abandoned for some time. Moving through this area, it does seem like it has been picked, because it is at one point perhaps was, by this large lake. It was by water sources. Do you guys want to move through here? Do you want to examine this place as you go, or do you want to try to avoid? Want to try to get away? And it's the same thing with the lake bed. Basically, this will take double time if you want to avoid this area.
I don't know. Maybe should we explore? It's picked over, but that doesn't mean that somebody else didn't die here and left something behind, or didn't come across, the entrance to a massive day spa that is just in the middle of the thing out here, right? There's a spa out here, right?
Probably at least one. What are you feeling, Tavra? What you feeling? Thayun, just from my brief description, Tyler has no idea what I've described because his brain.
I'm a little concerned that if there is anyone still in the settlement, maybe they're just hiding, or who knows who might be down there. They probably are not going to look very kindly on a bunch of, living type people walking through their village.
This looks pretty ancient, even from afar. It, there are giant sand drifts that have moved up against some of these buildings. It definitely doesn't seem like anyone's been here for maybe hundreds of years.
I see. So it's more like ruins. I was imagining like a Western town, and I was
I think too.
I think there's some vibes to that. There's some buildings that are clustered together, but a lot of them you can see are very far spread apart. And as you're taking a look through this, it's maybe like a small valley between some peaks. There are what looks like the faint vestiges of what like roads that would go through here. So it might be slightly easy to navigate this area, but that will require some rolls. So,
I mean, I guess we can go through the town if there's nobody there, nothing to be afraid of, right?
Yeah.
That's
famous last words.
Yeah, I was about to say we should play you saying that back when we're rolling into initiative.
I tried to play the card like maybe we should be cautious and not go through there, and then I was told, but nobody is there, so whatever.
There does not seem to be anybody here. No. As you're moving through this area, you can make a perception check. You can make a society or crafting check, you can make one of those three. No one's got a Yoxian lore to kind of understand what these buildings were, perhaps who lived here, was going on.
And the frightened condition is affecting this roll, correct?
It is, yes, everything.
This is two lower? Is that how that works?
Two lower.
Yeah, you can click on frightened in the conditions panel and set it to two, and it will automatically update all your macros.
Wow, fancy.
So you don't have to do math.
Well, I did not do that, so that's 18 for me.
Okay, we still got a bunch of
Rebecca, how do I do that again?
Successes.
So in the conditions panel, you see frightened. If you click on it, then it'll show up at the bottom, and then click the plus button to make it two instead of zero.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a pretty good way to do it, is like we overall need a success from the party to figure out things going on here.
And we're just frightened for one round?
For an hour.
Hour, one, exploration bit.
Gotcha. All right.
Normally, every round, your frightened condition would go down one. So if you were frightened three, it would take you three rounds to get rid of all that, or obviously some spell or something to get rid of it. But this is a little different.
You are spooked from...
What if I just listen to hype music?
Zombies.
Ooh, yeah, I can't be afraid if I'm listening to Andrew WK. Zambies. I'm sorry.
Motivating ringtone? Maybe it does that. I don't know.
You're not allowed to be scared.
Bert, does Zeldin have crafting or society?
Do I have to roll that?
If you have one of those, I would just suggest it. But
no,
if you don't.
I've got negative one in both of those. So.
Whoa, classic.
I mean, because of the frightened condition. So, yeah.
Do you not want to roll perception, Miles?
Yeah, I'll try to roll perception.
Okay.
I don't know why I bothered.
Natural.
I don't know why I bothered.
Two.
He went into that role so positive and came out so jaded.
Okay.
Yeah, story of my life.
I still think we've got enough successes here between Ulithal Tavern and Lacardus.
You believe in us, Patrick.
Well, you find indeed what looks like, ancient road markers, and looking through some of these buildings here, what seem to be like ranching equipment, farming artifacts that are crumbling to dust, rusted over from perhaps centuries of being left here. And this looked to be like a small, set of farms in this valley. As you're moving through, Tyler's rolled, I don't quite understand the difference between investigate and search. You can search for information in your surroundings. You meticulously search for hidden doors. Search is mostly for hazards, right? So I guess that is a difference.
I mean, hidden doors, hazards. I think mostly one uses specifically the recall knowledge. I think search you could perhaps justify more like different skills to use in your search rather than investigate, which seems to be specifically recall knowledge.
Indeed, you find at a bit of a crossroads a caved-in homestead, a very large building, perhaps was the largest in this valley, and extending from it is the bones of a road network, and you're able to figure out from here the fastest way out of this area.
Even the roads on Eox have bones? Golly, they're on
the bones of the roads.
The old bone roads.
When True. Does it, when everything's does
it,
bones.
When does it go from like a theme to a cliche? Where's the line? I feel like we've crossed it, Eox.
So the good news is you don't get lost on these bygone back roads and have to backtrack and lose time, and also don't become fatigued. The good news is, who has rolled the highest here? Lacardus? Yeah. Lacardus, you find what looks like some expired, ready-to-eat rations that can feed four people for a week.
Cool.
Don't check the Best Buy date on those, please.
I will.
I just said they're expired.
They're expired.
Yeah, but how expired, you know?
Thank you.
Found you. No, I think they're... they say expired, but I'm sure that's just an acronym for Vesk rations.
I no longer trust you.
That's fair. No.
That's fair. I said they were expired, though.
Do you want to bring these with you? Do you want to leave them? What do you want to do?
Oh, I'll take them.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably just stale, right?
Yeah.
I mean, honest question. Would zombies go for expired rations? Because the rations are dead. Maybe they're.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That
dead
is
things go for dead rations.
10-year-old logic. You like those rotten and hot dog, right, zombies? No, give us your flesh. Your fresh, warm flesh.
Salt the meat.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Not a lot of time wasted here, so we can move on to the next area. What is going on?
Has our frightened condition elapsed?
It has, yes.
Yay!
Yeah, that was just for that area, so that's pretty good. But yeah, the next thing you come across, the next hour, which is hour number 8 on the surface of Eox. In the distance, you see, indeed, what looks like a shiny boulder embedded in the ground along the path through some fairly tall, cavernous-like kind of ravine walls. There's a good amount of distance between them, but maybe leaving and moving around this thing would be a bit difficult. It does seem naturally metallic, perhaps. But yeah, what it is, anybody's guess here. Would you like to examine this thing? Try to figure out what it is from afar? Try to skirt around it? What would you like to do?
Can I push it?
You want to move up to it and give it a good shove?
Yeah. Off to the side so it gets out of our way.
What are if there are zombies underneath it?
Oh, it's not in the way. I mean, there's a good amount of space, like I said, between it and these ravine walls here.
I want to push it anyway.
Okay. All right. All right.
I mean, what's underneath it? Probably something dead.
Well, first of all, before you get there, Tyler is able to take a perception check and roll twice and take the better results.
I will do so. Kapow. Kapow. Oh, I'm glad I did. I'm glad I got it because I rolled an 11, but the second one was a 17.
Okay. Both okay. I think from afar you can tell indeed this is not a meteorite or anything like that. It seems to be technological in origin, some kind of perhaps fallen piece of space equipment.
Oh, I was hoping it was a giant phantasm orbital thing.
I bet it's Sputnik.
Oh, I'd be sick.
Be sick. Dude, can you imagine if that was an actual weapon in the game? That'd be...
Oh, I'd be doing whatever I could to like wheel like a whole circle of them.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm reclassing.
And no matter what my opponent was, my one word that I would constantly be, boy.
Well, does anybody else want to investigate this thing?
Yeah.
Make any rolls?
Yeah, but...
You do what you want to do.
Arcana?
If I'm investigating, I just do perception?
I don't think there's anything arcana about this. As Lacardus can explain, it does seem to be technological in its origin. You do a perception, yeah.
Okay. Crap, am I still scared?
Nope.
Oh, well, damn it.
But don't worry, that still would have been, what, a 14? Lethal, you rolled perception as well. Yeah. All right. Well, the good news is it doesn't matter, Rebecca, because as you move up to this thing, indeed, you get the same markers as you all are looking at this device. Your electronic devices begin kind of glitching out a little bit in a very similar way that you saw the green moss in the dry lake bed. This thing is giving off dangerous radioactive waves. Of course it is. Everything on this planet is trying to kill you. The bad news is we don't have any critical bonuses to give you guys a boost here. I need everyone to make another fortitude save for radiation sickness. Thank goodness. Some of you saved last time. We don't want that. All right, well, Rebecca's Jesus. Not getting radiation to twice. That's a good.
I'm just going to hear a point that one.
Tyler, natural.
All right, hear a point time and roll again. All right, there we go.
Okay, well, you're not getting radiationed twice, so that's good for you. But it does look like we've got a fail from Zeldin, a fail from Ulithal, and a critical fail from Lacardis. Of course we did, Tyler.
Can I hero point it? Can I?
You've got a hero point?
Okay, I got one.
Okay, yeah. Go right ahead, buddy. Do you want to use your plus one?
I'm really glad I was muted, and I said a lot of bad words. I was so happy I was muted.
Oh, don't mute yourself. Express yourself.
I was expressing myself with lots of negative feelings.
This is a safe space to say what you want.
I just hate radiation. Let your freak
flag fly, buddy.
You see Bruce like glitching out. He's like, oh, no, I don't think this is safe. Look, artists, don't die.
You did better, Tyler. You did better.
You did better.
Twice as well.
Yeah.
Two.
Doubles your score.
Yeah, no, not really. It's still a critical fail. Somehow still a critical fail. Tyler's figuring out the DC for this.
Hey, say them words, buddy. I want to hear it.
But
toot toot kaboom.
That's not the words I want to hear.
What were the words?
Whatever curse words you were.
Oh, those are previous words. No. I'm not going to make the censor work.
Oh, where I'm about to not censor in the podcast anymore.
We can say whatever the fuck we want.
I think I mentioned that fairly early on.
He did. I have just tried to make this not sound like a show that was written by Quentin Tarantino.
I don't think I curse that much in my normal life.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you do.
I've had to get better at it thanks to child rearing. So I'm better than I used to be.
Sure. Keep telling yourself that. The good news is, hey, you guys are all in this boat together.
Got that going for us.
Except for Tyler, who is more so sickened.
Two seasons in a row. This is stupid.
I guess also the good news is, you know, it's just mild radiation. This is not, doesn't seem like a huge source. So yeah, we'll get to that. It has mild radiation sickness, a 4-hour onset. So you also don't have to deal with the effects just yet.
Yep. Listeners, you can't see it, but Patrick is grinning the evilest grins.
Yeah, I mean, Cheshire Cat is bad.
He is.
This boy.
Now I am because it's funny, but I wasn't while you guys were rolling all these.
Do you think
I'm super excited to track multiple stages and multiple hours?
Oh, I think you can't wait.
Poison damage that won't kill you. It'll just make you really weak for whatever
I think on your free time, you may. A custom Excel sheet just for this purpose. That's how excited you were.
This planet is busted. Straight busted. All right. Hour number 9 being on the planet. So it's I think darkness.
We've only been on this hellhole planet for 9 hours.
Yeah. Darkness is beginning to settle across the thin atmosphere. Maybe there's a the far off sun of the Galarian system kind of lighting up the thin haze that's above you guys. But I mean, it's pretty dark most of the time here, but it's going to be pitch dark pretty soon. You arrive at looks like a scenic overlook atop a steep hill. But as you continue climbing up here, the view is suddenly broken. There is a cracking noise as beneath all of your feet, crumbling and falling away, the shelf, the rocky shelf, seems to be dropping out from underneath you, almost like thin ice on a frozen lake. You guys have a steep drop, perhaps, in front of you. This is a pretty scary obstacle here. You can make a reflex save to try to jump back away from the ledge, back towards the direction you came. You can make an acrobatics check to go with the fall, maybe slide down the rocky slope, ride some of these rocks down there. No one's got the defend ability here. Nope, nope. Well, that's pretty good. So yeah, reflex or acrobatics is what we're going for here.
So reflex or acrobatics?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, looks like most people are picking reflex, but Miles indeed has a thing trying to ride the rocks down.
Yeah.
Also fails. Yeah. Oh, hey, look. Look at that. You guys are you're all... Now I'm smiling, Tyler. You can call me out on this. You're all radioactively sick together, and you're all taking a little bludgeoning damage together.
Not radioactively sick, am I?
Yes.
I you rolled the that.
You rolled the natural two, right?
No.
On the first sets of rolls, yeah, you rolled pretty bad. I'll go back up. I'll take a look. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, we've done two radiation rolls, Miles.
You did I wrote that down that Tavra and Hathayun failed our saves on the first time.
Yeah.
You rolled a two and then a three, so you did roll better the second time. But
there you go.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Don't discount that, please.
I've seen so many twos, threes, and fours tonight, just tonight. Okay, this is not a break your back damage, but this is everyone taking 9 points of bludgeoning damage as you fall to the ground, stumble. Some of you take a tumble down this hill. Pretty, pretty dangerous. And it's at the, as you guys are picking yourself up, trying to climb back up the steep hill here, Ayun and Tavra gain the sickened one condition and 1 point of poison damage from the radiation sickness. Ooh, radiation gonna get you. It'd be so funny if you got it, if anyone had one hit point left and it was like that's what does it. 1d4. Okay.
Wait, how much damage you say?
9 bludgeoning from the fall and 1 poison for you and Tavra. How are you guys doing?
I'm bloodied.
Yeah. Oh. Not great.
Bloodied. Oh, man.
Been better.
What would you guys like to do? Do you want to reconvene? Try to do some healing? Do you want to
maybe rethink our life choices?
Trek on?
You know, I try to stay positive regarding all these things, but I'm really starting to not like this planet. But I think we should probably just try to keep going. We've been out here a long time.
You've been out there 9 hours, I guess, at this point.
Almost 10.
Almost, yeah. I mean, if you take a rest break to heal, you'll be moving to 10 hours, yeah. So I would suggest the healing if someone is bloodied, or, you know, using healing supplies if you have those ready to go. I believe the marrow paste gives you a fast healing. That's a pretty good one to...
Oh, yeah. Let's slap a marrow paste on some people.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
It's a good idea.
It's 10 hit points over the course of a minute.
Immediately? Oh.
It's one fast healing one. So each round you gain a hit point back.
It's cool. I can make a medicine check. Let's just...
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
That's good at what he does.
Critical success.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's 10 minutes. So, I mean, it's not a huge amount of time.
Okay, cool. I'm back to full.
Overkill.
Nice.
Or heal.
Pretty good. Pretty
using
good.
Consumables.
I was about to say, Jabir, this is the most Drew you've ever felt to me.
We're gonna. I'm gonna close this thing out with 100 elixirs.
take the marrow paste and just lock it in your backpack. You're just like, not today, not Satan. Today. Not today. Not today,
marrow paste.
I'm saving you for a marrow special paste? Boss fight.
Nay. I don't think so.
Save you so I can forget about you later.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, you guys are moving forward. You're not looking for a break. Everyone,
trudge on.
Okay.
I don't believe in breaks.
Yeah, let's go.
Cool. Well, why don't you make me a perception check as maybe you crest the next set of hills?
Great. Oh boy.
I know this.
I can see.
Yeah, he's just taking a look. He's look about.
I can see clearly now. The pain is gone.
And Ulithal, I think you both spot the same thing Lucardus spotted hours before, which is now not one, but there seems to be at least three or perhaps four. They're kind of circling you, metallic objects pretty high up in the sky. They indeed look to be orbiting kind of around your party, around your
group. Ah, Bob.
What if I brought him back? What if he's...
Oh,
he's like,
I would close the Zoom window so fucking fast, dude.
He's a god on this planet now. He's ascended.
I am. They call me Bob. I am Bob.
No, but indeed, as you crest this hill as well, you see what looks like a fairly modern technological structure sitting in a basin in the distance along your path. It looks to be powered, perhaps operating normally. You see what looks like it's a fairly round structure with a chimney sticking out of it next to the ground here. There's some white kind of puffs of smoke that are coming out, and you can kind of see a generator hooked up to this thing in the distance. There, it does seem to be built around perhaps some stony, rocky outcroppings that do look like ruins, but this is indeed the first sign of actual civilization you've seen in some time. Does anybody have physical science lore? Life science lore? I might actually also take a crafting check, see if you can figure out what this is.
Why did I even put my skill ranks into? I don't understand.
What have I even done?
Oh, hey,
what am I doing with my life?
A very good rule from Ulithal. You have seen similar kind of setups, remote stations like this, Drew, on many planets. This looks to be a geothermal power station with some kind of atmospheric condenser. You know, like a... What was Luke's aunt and uncle doing? They're like moisture farmers. This is like atmosphere farmers and autonomous. There's probably no one here, but
moisture evaporators.
Yeah, there's indeed miles deep under Eox's surface, pipes and machines built all over the place that perhaps they're trying to restart the planet's atmosphere or keep what little there is going, you know, life support for a planet. But yeah, there does seem to be something else even from afar odd about this site, but you probably have to get closer to examine.
So, should we just walk up or should we sneak up?
I mean, I love sneaking. I think sneaking's great.
I like sneaking. Tavra likes sneaking. We know this.
Yeah.
I'm so good at it.
Sneaking.
And we're still sickened, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
That does not go away.
Okay. Nope.
Is that sickened one or?
Yeah, one.
Okay, I'm still gonna be sneaking.
The others can try to follow. Apparently, we're both quite good at sneaking.
Everybody else is so whisper quiet, and Tavra comes stomping around.
Oh, don't you worry.
Why is everyone being so quiet?
Zeldin's even louder. Okay.
Isn't that exactly what happened on the last stealth check too?
Yes.
That, oh man, so, that's just too
fun. Y'all, we have fun. We have fun here. Yeah. That's good.
Right. So it is a low, darkened now as night has fallen, kind of packed dirt road that leads down to this structure here. Can you guys also give me a... We'll call it a survival or nature check.
Pass.
You said to? What or nature?
Survival, survival. Or nature. If, oh, if you had
survival.
It, oh, dang. Trained.
I don't. I mean, I've got a zero and negative one on these, so I don't know what to roll.
I was so excited. I have plus six, yeah. But I rolled a two.
Okay.
We've gotten so many single digit rolls tonight.
It's at this point, I'll remind everyone, everyone does have a plus one, not that a two.
That wouldn't have saved a single one of these.
But you know what I do have? You're right, Patrick. I do have a hero point. I have a hero point.
You want to use your plus one in addition to the hero point? Because you can.
Yeah, I think I will.
It's allowed. It's legal.
14.
Improvement.
I rolled.
That worked. Substantially better.
Okay, one moment. Any PC trained in survival can make a DC 14 check. Yes, that is enough.
Wow, Jabert. With
the plus one.
Just with the plus one. Indeed, you see what looks like almost scratches in some parts of this packed dirt road. Wait, but also...
Wait, do I get a penalty for not being able to see anything?
No, I think you mostly get like a sixth sense about it. You're like stepping over the road and you feel like indentations, but you also feel like you're coming across a hollow ground of sorts. It does feel odd, but there does seem to be perhaps a holy connection here. But yeah, as you perhaps duck down to pick up some of this gray earth, you find that you guys are trudging over what looks like several sets of tracks. Very difficult to pick up because there's not too much dirt and dust on this road. But like I said, maybe scratch marks of some sort of large creature or several large creatures.
Ooh, I like it.
But there's not really much way of telling how long ago these things were here. It definitely seems to be something in the area. I can tell you, it is not a glass serpent.
That's good.
These are more foot-like, for sure.
Hmm. We got giants.
I don't know about giants, but they're feets. They're feety.
Footed giants. I will point them out to my compatriots. These big, big feet.
As you guys are moving forward here, indeed, this structure, you can kind of feel the hum of this thing from a distance and even hear it picked up over the thin amount of atmosphere. It does seem like there is a bit more atmosphere in the general vicinity of this. You're breathing on top of a mountain if you open up your environmental protections. But yeah, this geothermal power station is emblazoned. The front doors, the side of it, the generator, with what looks like some kind of odd markings. If you guys want to roll religion or society check.
Society.
Oh, wait, am I still shaking?
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, hey, 17. That's pretty good. Indeed, yeah, this is DC 16. Religion or society. You recognize this as the symbol of Rangan Nori, is a elemental deity of the air, also known as the Zephyrus Prince. And indeed, perhaps this is a non-Eoxian project, this little atmospheric condenser. But a site of faith, perhaps trying to restore Yox's atmosphere here. But yeah, there are large double doors that you can open and close. And as you move inside, it does seem like people have stayed here in the past. It is set up almost like a camper's lodge. So it might have been some time since people were here last, but there are... What have we here? There are places to plug in your suits, your environmental protections of your suits, recharge batteries. There are bunk beds, four sets of bunk beds, sleeping bags, some pretty crusty old linens and things like that, and what looks like a simple stove that seems to be powered by heating runes. There's a small locked cabinet that is next to this area that looks like it perhaps has food, canned goods and things inside of it. There's a rickety table, some small folding chairs alongside of it, and a faded deck of playing cards on top. That is what you find in here. Cool. Can take us to a map. Sure, I have a map.
He's got a map for this, guys.
Yeah. Like, have a map, so you guys can live here now if you want. This could be your new base.
I mean,
live on Eox.
So for
sounds pretty good.
For sickness associated with radiation, does that have to mm-hmm. be cured in a particular way that doesn't just go away?
In Starfinder Second Edition, it kind of does run its course. Once you get to stage 3, you will have moved through it. So I will say that will take a couple more hours for Hithion and Tavra, and probably a good 5 hours for the rest of you that got sick later.
So I'm wondering, would it be appropriate? There are beds here. It seems safe enough. Should we try to spend the night to charge our stuff up, get our suits charged back up for environmental protections, charge weapons if you need them?
Yeah, Patrick. Are there any kind of computer systems in this? Like, are there electronic locks on the doors? We just walked right in.
Yeah, I meant to say that the front doors were locked, but you guys can crack open them. Sorry, I stole your thunder of being able to break into places, but they were locked and they are lockable.
Sweet. Can I reset the lock so that it doesn't use whatever the previously set lock was?
I mean, it's probably like a number pad that you type in outside, but...
Oh, fantastic.
I don't think zombies would be able to, like, figure that out, you know?
But something had to set this originally. I just don't want them... want them coming home and getting inside.
The caretakers of the Zephyrus Prince.
Yeah, I'd rather them just be stuck outside.
Okay, well, like I said, this has probably been unused for quite some time.
You say that.
Well, faded playing cards on the table there. Maybe they just come back and don't use the
playing faded?
Cards.
Like with a D?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Tyler thought they were fated like they had some.
I thought they were faded playing cards. I was like, oh, we've stumbled on some bad things. Lock the doors.
No, yeah, you can lock the doors back. Like I said, there are places to plug in here. Restore your environmental protections, which would basically mean I reset the count on the, you guys are running out of oxygen and or water, whatever it is your character uses. Yeah, and not much else. There is some technological aspects to this, and I think the computers seem to be kind of hardwired into the mechanics of the station itself. So they're these large kind of boxy, this was probably made like well over a century ago, large boxy systems that you can try to use Arcana or computers to use.
Arcana, huh? Oh, good job, Ulithal.
Yeah, Ulithal, you're able to open this system here, and indeed this you can confirm indeed that this is the Zephyrus Prince's structure. This is a magical, technomagical creation. The very shelter itself, the walls and the atmospheric generator are powered magical devices and have both innate magical protections against detection as well as communications. So this is kind of like a comms blackout situation. Looking through the computer, there does seem to be a schedule for like site maintenance. Like someone does come by every once in a while, and it is an annual thing. And the next scheduled visit is 1 month from now, about 27 Absalom Station standard days.
So we just hang out for a month, and they'll come pick us up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy. Peasy.
It's up to you guys. We will get very bored, I'm sure, role playing.
I want to role play every single day.
We've got the playing cards.
Hey, you have expired rations as well.
Yeah, that's true. We've got everything you could need.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. You've been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.